As the crisp autumn air settles in and the leaves begin to fall, Remembrance Day, November 11th approaches, a day that resonates deeply within the hearts of many Canadians. For some, it is a day of solemn reflection, while for others, it is a celebration of life and legacy. Remembrance Day marks the end of World War I and serves as a day to honor the brave men and women who have served in the Canadian Armed Forces. It is a time to reflect on the sacrifices made by those who fought for our freedom and to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice. The day is marked by ceremonies across the country. This year, the Royal Canadian Legion Chapter 561, Elliott Lake, will host its annual Remembrance Day dinner on Saturday, November 9th, and the annual parade will take place on Monday, November 11th. Leaving the Legion at 10:45 a.m., veterans from various wars will proudly don their uniforms and march to the cenotaph for the commemoration. For many veterans, Remembrance Day is a deeply personal experience. Corporal Dan Marchisella, former mayor of Elliott Lake, served in the Afghanistan War from 2006 to 2009, reveals why he joined. "I enlisted in 2003 because I genuinely wanted to make a difference. I wanted to help restore their communities," explains the soldier. Marchisella adds, "Even though I was injured pretty badly, I would do it all again." The corporal suffered injuries to both knees and his lower back was broken in two places. He was hit by a truck going 100 kilometers per hour, while on his way to save other members who were trapped in a nearby town. The Afghanistan War was a significant chapter in Canada's military history, with over 40,000 Canadian Armed Forces members deployed to the region. The conflict claimed the lives of 158 Canadian soldiers. Some were close friends of Marchisella, each one leaving behind a legacy that deserves to be honored. He emphasizes the importance of this day. "Remembrance Day should always be special," he says, reflecting on the sacrifices made by his fellow soldiers during the two-decade-long conflict. "It's a day to remember so that future generations realize the freedoms they enjoy today should never be taken for granted," adding, "that security they enjoy came at very high cost." In communities across Canada, Remembrance Day ceremonies bring people together. Schools, local organizations, and veterans groups organize events that include moments of silence, the laying of wreaths, and the recitation of the poignant, "In Flanders Fields," poem by Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae. In recent years, the significance of Remembrance Day has evolved, with a growing emphasis on inclusivity and recognition of the diverse backgrounds of those who have served. Indigenous veterans, women in the military, and those from various cultural communities are increasingly being acknowledged for their contributions. This shift is essential in ensuring that all Canadians feel represented and valued in the narrative of our nation's history. During World War II, women in Canada played a crucial role in supporting the military effort, significantly altering the landscape of the Canadian Armed Forces. Currently, over 14,000 women continue to serve in the Canadian Armed Forces, furthering the legacy of their predecessors. "When we gather to remember, it is crucial to acknowledge the ongoing struggles faced by veterans as they reintegrate into civilian life. Many carry the weight of their experiences long after the battles have ended, and it is our responsibility as a society to support them," relays Marchisella. "So as we approach Remembrance Day, let us take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made by those who have served our country. Let us honor the veterans among us, like Corporal Dan Marchisella, who continue to carry the weight of their service. Also, let us not forget that there are currently more than 3,600 Canadian military personnel deployed overseas on operational missions." In a world that frequently seems fragmented, Remembrance Day serves as a unifying force, reminding us of the values we hold dear and the sacrifices made to protect them. As people put on their poppies and gather in remembrance, let us commit to ensuring that the stories of our veterans are never forgotten and that their sacrifices continue to inspire future generations.